Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
We are joined by the wonderful author of Poppy's Dilemma, Carly Lane. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for writing Poppy's Dilemma. I had a fantastic time with it. I was wondering, and I know you've written quite a number of books, what is it about the rural Australian romance novel, that particular genre that you've spent so much time in?
It's an awesome genre to write for. When I first started, I actually didn't know I was writing that, though. I was completely inexperienced with writing, not knowing what I was doing. And I just decided to submit one of my books to a publisher, which happened to be Allen & Unwin. And rural fiction was just starting to take off. I think there was really only a handful, two or three maybe, authors at the time that had been just writing something. And they were really trying to build that genre. And so I was in the right place at the right time with a book that I had written just set in a small town. A woman came back with the kids to a small town she grew up in, and that was what they were after, that sort of, I guess, rural setting and coming home and bits and pieces like that. They've evolved a lot more lately, but, I guess it was just... And I've always grown up in a rural town and in areas and lived in rural places, you know, in Australia, so it's just something that I naturally gravitate to.
Do you have any experience in the Riverland here in South Australia?
No, I do not. Not really. I've been there to visit once on a book festival thing, but I have plans to go back. It was beautiful down that way. I loved it.
I'm sure you don't need any ideas, but it did just occur to me, Brooke, that our boss, Mandy, has just come back to her hometown in the Riverland, single woman to run the radio station. It could be a novel.
That is perfect. That is an exact thing that we would write a book about.
Maybe we should try our hand in it.
Look, I reckon you should.
Yeah. And Carly, it was specifically speaking about Poppy's Dilemma. It was a situation where Bob was actually reading the book. I and the rest of the Riverland were kind of getting the secondhand information, I suppose. In your wrap-up, how would you describe what Poppy's Dilemma is all about? Because I'd love to hear it in comparison to what Bob's final thoughts were.
To start with, I actually hate that title, but now I don't like to say it that the publisher was right, if that's how it got picked up. But it really bugged me because I used to think it was such a... the background to the book was such a serious and really meaningful thing to me personally to write. And when they suggested that, I'm like, oh, right, so she's having a dilemma. What shoes will I wear today? You know what? And I was so cranky at it, but it actually looks like it's worked. So I'm really cheesed off at that.
Well, it's a good point as well, because as we realised reading the book, she faces many dilemmas. There was not one overarching thing, which we had Brooke take guesses, a few other people, some listeners all tried to guess what Poppy's dilemma might be. And I don't think there was a satisfactory answer to just that one.
No, she's a bit of a mess. Yeah, no, there was many, many dilemmas in Poppy's life. I think the background to that story was the first time I'd done a bit of a historical sort of twist thing. So it was a bit of a trial and error, this one. And, I really loved writing it. It became really special to me because of that background story, which is actually based on a true story. But, the main contemporary story too is sort of a little bit interesting as well.
There was a lot to unpack, especially for me as someone hearing it from Bob, and my mind was blown without even having to read the story, but it's certainly worth a look through those 300 plus pages there.
Brooke, did you have an idea you wanted to pitch?
Well, maybe not specifically, but I would ask Carly whether you would ever take kind of a fantasy sci-fi route to your writing, because initially we had to kind of take a guess at what we thought Poppy's Dilemma was going to be before Bob started reading. And I had guessed that she was a giant who could not assimilate with the community because she was just too tall.
Just looking at the perspective on the cover was what Brooke was getting at.
Yeah, that was all I had to go on.
That is a very good point. It does look like that, doesn't it? Again, I had issues with the cover too. Hey, they're talking points.
So what advice would you have for people like yourself who want to maybe start writing a novel and knowing some of these challenges are ahead with how it's viewed or presented?
Well, you know, you don't actually get much choice about it. You just have to go with what they're doing. But I think if anyone's got a story out there they want to write, they should just sit down and write it, because you don't know what's going to be the next thing out there. You don't know what's sort of going to catch a publisher's eye, so you may as well just write it down and send it in and see what happens.
Carly, it's been a pleasure to talk with you and learn a bit more about the writing. I want to ask one question, because I think Brooke might be doing another little book club segment next. She'll find something. Do you have a novel to recommend, one of your own or otherwise?
Oh, well, I've got heaps. So you would be there for a while, I think. But, look, any of our rural fiction, oh, if you're going to go to the rural fiction line, we've got lots of them, Rachel Johns, and there's just so many to pick from. But, goodness, I don't get much time to do reading anymore. I haven't read one for a while, but there's definitely a lot of really good Australian authors out there. We're very, very lucky to have that many around that we can choose from.
Well, I'll be going.
The library can help you.
Well, I was going to say, I'll go for a hunt. I know the Berry Library have proven to be quite helpful in that regard.
Yes.
Carly, what can we look forward to that you're bringing out anytime soon? You've got anything in the works?
I have. I've got another one coming out in December, and I've just done a self-published one, which is a different genre altogether. And, and I think I'm working about two ahead at the moment, so they're all in the pipeline, all coming out.
Well, look, Brooke and Bob, both great farmer names. So if you do need any help with that.
I actually feel like I may have to put this in my next book.
Oh, that'd be great.
Again, regional radio is a fantastic setting. I would love someone to run with that as a story idea.
I think it will.
Carly, thank you so much for chatting with us today. And look, for being a good sport, it's been great to get an insight behind the story from the author herself. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.